Ms. C is a practicing attorney who was originally diagnosed in March of 2001 at 55. She had invasive lobular carcinoma and she had a mastectomy. She had a very big mass. It was 12 centimeters and it was ER and PR positive and HER2 negative, and she had 6 out of 20 positive nodes. She received 4 cycles of AC and 4 cycles of Taxotere, followed by radiation therapy to the chest wall and draining lymphatics, and then went on tamoxifen. She did well, but only for about a year when she was diagnosed with a new primary in the contralateral breast. Tamoxifen was discontinued, and she had a left mastectomy. Again, it was infiltrating lobular carcinoma. It was ER and PR positive and HER2 negative, but this time she had negative nodes. She was started on an aromatase inhibitor. She had no radiation or chemotherapy, but she was unable to tolerate either anastrozole or letrozole because of unbearable arthralgias. She took exemestane for 2 years, but then she had disease progression in the liver in November of 2004. She was put on Faslodex and did not respond. And then she was treated with high-dose estrogens. In this case, we used estradiol at 30 milligrams per day, and this was started in March of 2005. The drug is supplied in 2-milligram tablets, and so we used 5 tablets 3 times a day. And much to our delight and her delight, she had very little in the way of toxicity at all and actually had a complete response in biopsy-proved liver metastases. We had a little bit of a scare along the way because she developed jaundice, and actually she had gallstones and underwent a cholecystectomy. And when we restaged her after the cholecystectomy, everything was fine, and she's still in complete remission and continues on estradiol and has now been on that medication for a year.
Any comments about the case? Obviously, it's an unusual choice of therapy.
Well, it's not an unusual choice of therapy for me or for many of the hormonalists among us. As you recall, diethyl sulbestrol, which is now off the market, was found to be really the only hormonal preparation that we had available up until the onset of tamoxifen. And we participated in the original tamoxifen trials in the early 1970s. And at that time, one of the original trials was DES versus tamoxifen. And just as a bit of history, the estrogens did every bit as good as tamoxifen. It's just that some people couldn't tolerate estrogens. One of the problems, of course, is nausea and vomiting, and some people have intractable nausea and vomiting. Some develop almost menstrual-like cramps that can be troubling. One interesting side effect is that some of the women who we've treated with high-dose estrogens have not complained but have mentioned an increase in libido, which they found to be a positive side effect. So I think this case is just illustrative of the fact that you almost never run out of hormones in a hormonally sensitive woman. You can always rechallenge with tamoxifen. You can rechallenge with other aromatase inhibitors. At some point in the very protracted history that many of these women present with, I mean, metastatic breast cancer can be a chronic disease. And therefore, the use of high-dose estrogens is something that people shouldn't forget as a therapeutic maneuver.